It's a beautiful morning.
Now, that's hard to hear while you're stuck inside a studio for a couple more hours. It is such a beautiful day. From
there are no
windows
to open here or nothing, is it? You just got to look out there and go, looks nice.
Looks nice. Looks nice. But
yeah,
we'll get there soon enough. And it was about 55 degrees when I left the house this morning, which was perfect temperature. And, you know, there's just something about... you know, all the citrus, you could see all the, you were talking earlier, the buds are coming out and you're starting to see the new leaf push come out. Just something about that new leaf growth and that dark, deep green, rich color. And it just, you know.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just that time. It's just a little, this little slice of heaven. You walk out, we went out to eat last night, just a little neighborhood joint, and you walk out and then outside of the restaurant and it's getting dark, and just right before dark, and it's not cold, you know, and it's just perfect temperature, and the smell is in the air. It's just like, wow, this is...
Oh, the ash trees are all blooming out, and the bees just come from out of nowhere. You know, won't see bees all year long, and those ash trees start blooming out.
Well, you're asking just about a pollinator. There's another one, citrus trees, ash trees, they'll attract some bees in your garden. So, it's very vibrant right now.
And for fertilizing, I know we usually are, for citrus, we might be a little after Valentine's Day. Is it too late or
not
is
at
it
all? Nope, not at all. You know, it's you'd really ideally want to be putting that nutrient on before this flush or push of new growth is occurring, but this you can fertilize lightly now, and again after that, I tell people, once that fruit sets and gets about the size of a golf ball, so maybe mid to late May or early June, another fertilization to help them, you know, kind of support all that crop that's set on there is a good time to do it. Just make sure if you're fertilized, this goes for any time of year, but more so as it warms up and we're watering more frequently, just never apply fertilizer of any kind to a plant that is in need of watering. Water first, you know, your normal irrigation, you know, maybe time your application of fertilizer, or just go ahead and run a cycle and water it and then apply your fertilizer and then give it that same cycle again after you've fertilized. You know, that will just ensure that you don't do any damage with fertilizing. A dry plant is going to really take up that solubilized fertilizer really quickly once you start applying water. And sometimes that can do damage to that new growth, particularly that's already pushed on that tree.
Good advice. We appreciate we really struck a nerve when we hit weeds. We've got Daisy on the line now, who wants to join the conversation. And how may we help you?
Hi, I have a little 8-pound chihuahua that uses our little backyard for her business. I need to know what kind of weed killer can I use that would be safe for her, or how long do I have to keep her out of the yard before, after I spray?
Well, that's a really good question. And you can buy some organic type weed killers that are already prepared with things like citrus oils and vinegars and those types of things. If that's a concern and or you're sensitive to those things or you have lots of pets, otherwise, just make sure that you keep her obviously away from that while you're applying the herbicide. And I would say until you start to see the foliage kind of curling up and drying up and dying. So maybe, again, depending on what you use, at least 24 to maybe 48 hours, something like that.
And I will tell you one brand in particular, they have been a garden partner of Spring Partner, Rosie on the House, for years, but Bonide has a product called Burnout.
All right.
And it has, like you said, it's citric and acid and clove oil. And you'll spray it before you're done with the tank. You can go back to where you start. and you can already see the leaves dying. Okay. I mean, whatever it does, I mean, it kills that.
Well, who carries that? Where is she at?
Instantly. It says Northeast Valley, so I would probably do Summer Winds on Bell, and is that 59th
Avenue? Just north of Bell on Tatum or Bell and 59th Avenue, yeah.
So,
yep, there you go.
It's called Burn Out, and it is labeled people and pet safe. So you can. I will say one little disclaimer though. It has a very strong aroma, and I can't spray it on an empty stomach.
Yeah, or you know, some of those, if there's a little bit of wind or drift, make sure you know which way it's blowing and keep your mouth closed.
Yeah.
I was thinking for a second it made you hungry. I'm like, well, maybe not.
No, it makes me a little nauseous. I don't know what it is, but it's got such a strong aroma.
Well, cloves are pretty aroma. Cloves pretty strong.
Yes, clove can get.
If I'm on an empty stomach or I've only had coffee that morning and I don't have something to soak it up, I'll be a little jittery.
Okay.
But it works great, and I use it. That's what I use around all the citrus. You know, I'll use the glyphosates and the Roundups in the flat area where we're not planting anything. But when it comes to inside the orchard, I switch it all to Burnout.
Yeah, so there you go.
We appreciate the call, and good luck making sure you've got your little I did not catch the
Chihuahua. Chihuahua. I think that's what.
Keeping your little Chihuahua habitat.
They're so low to the ground, they could soak up a lot of herbicide just walking through that. Want to be careful with that.
Well, thanks, Mr. Harper, for spending your Saturday morning with us. 1-888-767-4348 as we go into our home improvement hour.